It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.
We've got Kyle Hodges on the phone from Fort Knox to give us a Fort Knox update. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Lovely. How are you?
Oh, very well. Very well. Working from home.
Oh, nice. Is that going well?
Doing my part. Yeah, it's okay. Got the distractions of home.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are figuring out what the distractions are.
You didn't know that you needed a snack 14 times a day during your work day, did you? And then you started working from home.
You know what's the oddest part about it is I don't have as much time to snack as I do at work somehow. I work harder at home.
Huh.
Interesting.
I wonder if it's because there's less distractions, less water cooler talk. I don't know.
Huh.
But I find myself working more.
That's actually a really good thing.
Yeah. Get more done.
All right. Let's talk about the Lindsay Golf Course. It's still open, or it's been reopened.
It is still open. We closed it for a second. We updated the health protection condition levels recently, so that added a bunch of new restrictions. So we closed it for a second because we wanted to take a good hard look and make sure it was a safe activity. Hold on a second. My dog's squeaking her toy. All right. So anyway, yeah, we wanted to make sure it was a safe activity. So we took a hard look at it. We realized, you know, most of the time golfers are 6 feet apart anyway, even if they're on the same green, and otherwise they're usually like 100 feet apart. In addition to that, we took out some additional measures. So we removed the flag sticks, the rakes, and the ball washers. We ask all patrons that come in the building to use hand sanitizer. The pro shop can only have 10 people in it at a time. They're wiping down the counters constantly. And signage will be posted reminding folks to social distance and obey the rules. And we're also going to have the staff watching to make sure everybody obeys the guidelines.
Yeah, kind of doing their part. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. So people can still play golf, you know, as long as they obey the rules.
Correct.
All right. And the Tioga Falls and Bridges to the Past.
Okay. So most people are probably aware we have a Tioga Falls and Bridges to the Past hiking trails. It's a great place for the family to go out and enjoy nature. But with its recent popularity, because folks are trying to get out of the house, we've noticed that people aren't obeying the rules. So we just wanted to remind everybody, you know, we want you to come out and enjoy it, but make sure you obey the signage and stay on the trails. And if you don't, it's going to be a $105 fine.
Okay, yeah, definitely want to make sure you obey the rules so you can avoid that fine. And now, anything else that's been impacted because of COVID-19?
Not a whole lot that the public would notice, but make sure you go to our website, the Fort Knox website, and just check out to make sure that there's, you know, no impacts. We don't want you coming out to Fort Knox for nothing.
All right. Kyle Hodges with Fort Knox and the update. We appreciate your time and enjoy working from home with the dog with the squeaky toy.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. We are Quixie 98.3.